Studies Confirm Abortion Major Cause of Death for Blacks. By Dr. Susan Berry on August 27, 2020. Recent studies have confirmed that while major medical and scientific associations have adopted the political narrative that abortion is a choice and a right, the reality is that abortion is a major cause of death and one which disproportionately affects the racial minority. In one study, which appeared in the Journal of Health Services Research and Managerial Epidemiology and is authored by researchers with the Charlotte Lozier Institute, CLI, the Susan B. Anthony lists research arm. The racial disparities in abortion that have existed in the United States for decades were confirmed. Using abortion reporting data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, despite incomplete reporting, particularly from states with large populations of minority women that perform significant numbers of abortions, Black women have been experiencing abortions at a rate nearly four times that of white women for more than 30 years, the researchers said. The study's authors observed, "The evidence is clear that for many decades Black children in the United States have not had, and do not have today, an equal opportunity to survive until birth." Dr. James Shirley, one of the study's authors, wrote in early August in an op-ed at The Washington Times, "The Black Lives Matter movement fails to recognize a grave injustice similar to the one that it seeks to remedy. Among the many shouts demanding freedom and equal protection for Black Americans, silence excludes the millions of targeted preborn Black children who also deserve justice and humility," he asserted. Referencing the current study conducted by himself and his colleagues, Shirley continued, "Their research shows how the racial disparity of abortion is the overwhelming cause of the destruction of Black lives in America. Abortion is the hush killer of Black life that has silenced millions of George Floyds before they even took their first breath of air," he concluded. "Yet, in this remarkable moment of social reform history, the lives of Black preborn children have been forgotten." In another study, which used actual claims data from the Federal Center for Medicare and Medicaid database, the researchers analyzed the abortion rate in 17 states in which the Hyde Amendment, the long-standing federal provision that is attached to congressional spending bills and bars taxpayer funding of abortion, is not in effect due to state court rulings. In these states, abortion is available on demand to Medicaid beneficiaries at the expense of state taxpayers. The researchers found that women who have an abortion during their first pregnancy are more likely to have more abortions later on. Additionally, these women are subjected to an increased exposure to hemorrhage and infection, the major causes of maternal mortality, and other adverse consequences resulting from multiple separation events. Importantly, with Black women having abortions nearly four times more frequently than white women, maternal mortality is likely to be greater in that population. When results of the studies are considered in light of the Democrat Party's political agenda, which features a full repeal of the Hyde Amendment and a return to full funding of Planned Parenthood, the potential consequences include an increase in the number of lives lost to abortion. In June, CLI President Chuck Donovan wrote in an op-ed at the Washington Examiner that repeal of the Hyde Amendment would cost the lives of 60,000 unborn children every year. "Many, if not most, will be non-white babies," he stated.